Hello.
He's on 9-1, Mr. President.
Kick detective.
Yes, sir.
Hadley?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm getting along.
My wife just told me that you're a mighty high stepper.
Well, she did a great job up here for her. I'll tell you, really, she's masterful at this business. She not only made a good speech, but made everybody happy and comfortable and relaxed. I can't tell you what the reaction was.
Well, she's...
A little bit of that mingling around up here doesn't hurt a bit, though. In addition to that, I think she kind of liked it.
She surely enjoyed it, and she was very complimentary of you and very happy that she got to go. I called you a little bit. I just wanted to get some of your, exchange your thoughts with you about this South Vietnam thing in Laos and what you think we ought to do out there.
Well, I tell you, I'm supposed to be making my tribute in the UN right now.
Well, why don't you do it and call me back later? You run on.
Come down to see you on Friday for a minute?
No, I'm going to be in New York Thursday night and going to Texas at midnight and speak there Friday at a little after lunch. I'll be gone for the weekend.
When would you be free at all? Could I come down to this morning or this afternoon or...
Well, I'm going to meet with Bundy at 4 o'clock. You might come to this dinner for the President Island, but we could slip in between 4 and 5 sometime.
What about tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's worst day in the year, although we're having a little...
Russ called me up last night and again this morning about coming down to talk with him. Now he's called and said he's got to go to India.
Yeah, he's on his way over there, and I didn't know he'd talk to you. I was just sitting here at the desk thinking about the alternative and how horrible they are.
I made a date with him for Friday down there, and just because we're in the Security Council now, full time on this thing, it's a little difficult for me to get away.
You reckon I could... I expect we better just talk over the phone, because I'm going to be in New York tomorrow evening, but it's going to be one of those madhouses like yesterday. After midnight now.
I'm going to go to the thing. Do you suppose there'd be any chance of seeing you afterwards?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be flying to Texas with all these reporters at midnight. You could ride with me to this maybe we could get together after the show and go to the Krim's house, and you could ride with the Lady Bird and me over there.
That'd be fine.
And you be thinking about it. I want to have some talks with you, and if you get free, just pick up the phone and call me during the afternoon sometime.
All right, sir. Fine.
I shudder at getting too deeply involved there, and everybody thinks that's the only alternative.
Well, I've been shuddering on this thing for 3 years, and I'm afraid we're in a position now where you don't have any alternative, and it's a hell of an alternative. And it really gives me the shakes. But I don't know. He was going to give me all the up-to-date planning.
Who else do you know over there that you have real confidence in?
Where?
State Department.
Oh, God, I think on an issue like this, it's pretty hard.
Averill know anything about it?
I think Averill has perhaps as broad a view and as distant a perception as anybody you could talk to. He's so involved in the Laos settlement, and I just don't know whether.
You run on, make your speech, and call me this afternoon.
All right, I will.
Bye.